As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with golden chicken fingers and a limited edition golden blush puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Welcome back in. Early break on the ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen as he is getting ready to go to Hawaii. Steve Sippel, Bill Bush alongside. Are you looking for an exciting way to put your skills to work?
Keep going.
I am.
We are like children.
The best part is you just hear it because I forgot to turn your mic on. And so I just hear in the background, yes. Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options at Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers. To learn more. All right, it's that time of the week. It is time for Dr. Love, sponsored by the grain marketing and crop insurance experts at Trados. Visit GOTREDAS, gotrados.com to learn more. You can call or text us at 402-464-5685 for love and relationship advice from Dr. Love himself. And here we go. There you go, Bill. What do you got for us today, Dr. Love?
I have nothing. Has to call or text in.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. This is my first ever Dr. Love.
So easy. We'll take a phone call if Ellie's,
yes.
If,
yeah. No, if Ellie's yes. in there. We can encourage people to call. 464-5685 is the number. If you have any relationship questions for Dr. Love.
Yes, or we'll take...
You might even have a question.
I do not.
Swim. Why don't we help you to start off with?
I don't have any questions.
Tell me what's going on inside that heart of yours.
Nothing, yes. Actually. We
any
have actually
moms
a lot.
Or anything.
No. Yes.
Sorry. We have...
Swim.
Simple? We have a lot of texts, actually.
Okay. How about that one? All right, what do you got for us? Well, we're going to have to read the text, Swim, so we can do anything.
I initially thought that you came to the table with it.
No. Breakers, we apologize for this.
I apologize. It's the first Dr. Love segment that I got.
It's love advice.
Okay, well, here we go. Dr. Love, my wife thinks I love my dog more than her. What should I do?
God, you got this one, Dr. Love.
Say it again.
Dr. Love, my wife thinks I love my dog more than her. What should I do?
Well, the thing is, it's a simple, and that can happen because here's where it gets dicey, and me and Steve can attest to this. We both have dogs, is that dogs don't understand. You have to show them time. It's the only way you can do it. You don't get to discuss other things. They don't get to tell you things like, I don't feel good. This is what's going on. So sometimes attention, they get a lot of attention. You have to make sure that your wife understands that your attention towards the dog is because like that, you don't get to have a verbal conversation with them about, hey, I'm taking off for a couple hours. They don't know that. All they know is that sugar just stands their face against the window when I leave.
Oh,
like what's going on here to come back? And so the big part is also with that, you've got to be able to team up like myself and my smoking hot wife, Laura, we team up, we co-parent with sugar. We're co-parents. And so I would try to bring her into the love, Yes, I want to bring her into the love.
Into the love.
Yes, so be part of it.
That's the advice.
Co-parenting.
Yeah.
And be a co-parent with them, be better with them. Then also understand, they don't understand. I mean, I'd have a hard time because if you leave and I'm gone for the weekend, I get to talk to my wife 14 times. You don't get to talk to sugar. Nope. And so that's always a hard thing to be, for them to be able to understand and be able to do. But great question. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's awkward.
Yeah.
It's awkward. It can be awkward.
Yeah.
It is.
Let's we'll move on to this one. Double G asks, Dr. Love, it's prom season. What advice do you have for those young adults attending prom?
Well, prom is a little different, I think, than when me and Steve were at that. I would say this, for advice for them, a couple things. First of all, for parents, you're probably going to be attending some form of a picture gathering. That didn't take place in our day. Now, everyone, that did not happen. So really? Everyone now gets together at someone's house. Hell. Or at a country club or
golf course
someplace. Yep. And there'll be 15 couples get together, and they get together for pictures, and parents show up for this. That never happened with us.
There's nothing like that.
So like, remember when I was going to my middle daughter's, Olivia's, like that. We're going to get pictures over at Firethorn. We went to, I'm like, what are we doing? Okay, this is a big deal. So make that for the parents. That is a big deal. My advice to the kids, this is where I think there's been some epic fails of late. And I hope that somehow we can reverse the curse. They do the whole picture thing and everyone is gussied up. They're dressed to the nines. It's awesome. Then generally a meal, right? Like that someplace really cool. Then they, whether it's at an event center or it's back at the school gym, wherever it's at, wherever you have to go to be able to get that done, they go back for the dance and they dance. They stay there for about 15, 20 minutes and they book out.
Is that
they
right?
Don't stay for that.
Is that right?
They don't a lot. The wow. Dance is not that. Like, oh yeah, dance was. We're back in the day when there was a dance.
We danced.
Everyone stayed and everyone danced. That was it.
Interesting.
Was interesting. And you left only when finally the band/whatever shut down. Mm-hmm. And I was freaked out the other day. I'm looking at a picture of my best friend from high school, Stacy, RIP, and our picture came up, and so. Pender does, I think, the most unique thing I've ever seen for a prom, and I think it should be, if you're probably small town to bring up, they have a grand march. That's where everybody comes to. It's like the picture deal. Everyone comes to the gym, and then they announce you. They'll be like, Stacy Carlstein, daughter of Artie and Kenny Carlstein, escorted by Bill Bush, son. And then you'd walk out together. You'd walk out together in front of everybody. That's how you got to see the people in their prom stuff. And
Better times.
But here's the deal, Swim. Check this out. So I look and I'm there. Dad, looking at the picture. I go, hang on a second here. I go, what's that behind? I go, who was our band? We had a band. We had a band, not a DJ. We had a band play for prom. Avatar out of Omaha played. So my biggest advice would be enjoy the moment. Do that. Enjoy pictures. Be part of it. But then. Try to talk to your kids to stay at the dance. Mm-hmm. You know, get your back up off the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the deal. When the music starts, here's the deal. I'd always tell, you never want to be the guy, I just want to go dancing. I don't know about that. But when the music starts, you got to dance.
And then there's post-prom.
And there's post-prom.
Post-prom was the thing that everybody enjoys.
If I could walk you through prom and Pender, it was the most remarkable thing you've ever seen. We drove to Beamer to Indian Trails Country Club. So it was a bunch of kids driving to another town.
Jake knows that.
Sounds safe. Then you drive back to Pender, and then you do the grand march. Everyone's there, the whole town's there. Then you have prom. Then you have the dance. What about that? From the dance, we drove to Wayne, Nebraska, for a movie in the drive-in theater that started at 1:30 a.m. After the movie got over at 1:30 a.m., then we went to someone's house for breakfast.
That is exhausting.
And so, and then also, like my junior year, I had a date with a girl from Oakland. Mm-hmm. And then I drove her home. So I got back to Pender, and it's light out.
Was her name Jody by any chance?
No. It was not.
Okay. It would have been awkward.
It would have been awkward.
I don't know what I would have done if Bill was like, yeah.
Sorry, I got off the hinges there.
It's
a little
okay.
Bit,
no, Doc, okay. Love, you're fine. That's part of it.
So we have a couple of texts. Wilbur Claytonia still does the Grand March.
Thank you, Wilbur.
Sanderson says Fairbury did a march in a live band every year.
Well, there you have
it. Fairbury?
Yeah, in Fairbury.
Now, we have a call from Sam.
We got Samuel on the line. anymore.
We lost him. Samuel, call back. We'll get you back. So we got a little. The prompt really got us worked up on something.
We have a couple of more questions about Dr. Love. This one requested to stay.
Not about Dr. Love.
Yeah. This one requested to stay anonymous. My wife and I have a new baby. She's on maternity leave, and I had to still keep working to pay the bills, but I feel like I'm not getting enough credit. I'm trying to step up more, but at the same time, I feel like she's resenting me that I have to go to work.
Ooh. Dr. Love?
Resenting you that you have to go to work and you're doing like that. That's a hard one because you have to go to work. I mean, so you're in that type of a pickle of type of thing. So you have to be able to go to work. And the resentment part, what I would say is if the more contact during the day, and then one of the first things you do when you come home as far as the hug, kiss to the wife, give the wife attention. Give the wife immediate attention when you get home. And don't like that. Don't rush to the baby. Go give the wife complete attention. Then say, before we get doing anything, what needs to be done around the house here quick?
Ooh.
What comes up that can be done real quick? And she'll be like going, well, if you could do this and do this, it would really help me a lot. That would be a plus.
I wonder, too, if he can get home during the day. Just stop home during the day.
If there's a break. Yeah, if there's a break, that's a great advice, too, Steve. If there's a break to be able to do. But the ability to always be checking in, to FaceTime.
Yes.
And when you FaceTime like that, let's just say your daughter's name is Connie, like that. Not the first thing like that. Can I see Connie? No. FaceTime your wife. Because right now, Connie's what? 4 weeks old? Connie's not what we're remembering the FaceTime right now. This isn't the time. Right now, the wife is the most important person. Right now, with what's going on, so the attention immediately right out of the gate, or before you leave the house, what can I get done quick before we have to be able to get this done?
Dr. Love earning his money.
That was really good. We have two more that I want to get to before we get to break. Dr. Love, Mother's Day is coming up. Is it acceptable to not attend my mother's event since my wife is also a mother in her own right?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In years past, I've gotten this wrong without even knowing it. It seems simple, but it's not. I need help. How would you handle threading the needle? Thanks, Dr. Love.
Very good question, because right away when you have there is a shift. When the shift happens, when you go to marriage and parenting, right there, Mother's Day, you have both that you honor and you have some way to do it, but your focus has to focus on your connected family, which means your wife and kids. It has to go towards that, but also something that always goes to your towards your mom also. But if it comes down to, obviously, would the magic here would be to address it with your wife, have a plan, see if you can celebrate it special Mother's Day, which means you're so cool, we're doing it on Saturday. Mm. Mother's Day is Mother Saturday because you're ahead of this. That might allow you also to do the Mother's Day the next day. But in the end, with those days, I think nothing of days. It's just when, like I said, if you want to celebrate someone's, was it last Friday? It wasn't my birthday. I wasn't like, this is dumb. It's not my birthday. No, it is fine. It was awesome. It was close to my birthday. And so I would try to,
it's a surprise
party. I'd make it Super Mother's Day on Saturday for your wife. And then that also then allows you, and then she's like, okay, this is a holiday that's not even made up. My daughters have made up a fake holiday, Stepdad's Day.
Stepdad's
Day. Yeah, Stepdad's Day, and they have a special holiday for me, which is really cool. So I would focus on Super Mother's Day for Saturday, Mother's Day for the next, because also she has parents, she has a mom, mm-hmm. So do it that way. Super cool Saturday, boom, Sunday for your parents.
That was a cry for help. That was, and you responded. There was a cry for
Thank
help.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Last one before we get to the game show. Hey, Dr. Love. I am getting married a week from tomorrow and still in need of a wedding gift. What ideas do you have?
I'll reconsider. Well,
I'm...
So, Dr. Love, I'm kidding.
This is not Dr. Divorce.
Yes. Don't...
Dr. Steve. It's okay.
So he's getting married. He is the one
getting married.
And he has to go with some form of a gift.
That's correct.
Okay, some Himself. Form of a gift for his bride.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, I didn't know that even existed.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know that. So
Dr. Love.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Don't acknowledge that.
So the first
Dr.
thing, the first thing I'm doing is it is going to be something that's going to be extremely memorable and fun. It's not going to be, is that a Tiffany necklace? Are you kidding? No chance. I'm getting it from a thrift shop, or I'm getting it from some sort of a pawn shop. That's where I'm going.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to go to a thrift shop or a pawn shop.
A 44.
And be like, hey, I found this.
I got you a gun.
Yeah. I found this item for some reason. It has a connection of some
That's
sort.
A good idea.
And just this gift should not be one of those extravagant where it's just like, are you kidding me?
A stolen watch.
Yeah, yeah. So if I got a watch, or all of a sudden I got something from, if I found this
on O Street.
If I got a motorcycle helmet or something from a pawn shop, I'd be like, this is the coolest thing ever. Yeah. So
you
I would
get motorcycle.
Yeah, helmet. I would do something very fun. You know,
good
so,
idea.
And then do they open the gift like when they're separated, like right before? Is that when it's open? Like, okay, the groomsman or groom is with the groomsmen. Brides with the bridesmaids, is that when the gift is open at that time, I wonder?
Don't know that.
But I think it'd be fun if you open that baby up and it was something that's like, this is awesome. I got it at whatever it is, 12th and 0.
Oh, that's okay. Not a conventional gift.
Non-conventional is my key.
Gotcha.
Non-conventional
Dr.
is my
Love.
Key.
Congrats on the wedding next weekend, though.
Congrats, yes.
Yeah. Hope you make it to the finish line. Go.
Yeah.
That is Dr. Love, sponsored by the grain marketing and crop insurance experts at Trados.
The DOS.
Visit GoTrados.com to learn more. Good stuff there. All right, it's time to play the game show. Call now, 402-464-5685. It is a Film Friday. Guys, last night I watched a movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, Ocean's 11. And Brad Pitt is in that movie. Okay. So today for a Film Friday, we're doing Brad Pitt movies.
Okay.
If you feel good about your Brad Pitt movie knowledge, give us a call now, 402-464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right. Shut Up Simple, brought to you by our friends at Bagels and Joe. Business Box of Bagels on the line. We got Bill on the line. Bill, how do you feel about Brad Pitt movies?
Pretty good.
All right. Sip, how do you guys feel?
Bill, incredible name.
Sip, you feel good about Brad Pitt movies?
I don't.
It really is.
It really is. Sits right. on his phone.
Sit, can we be present in the moment?
We're in the game show right now. Yeah. This is the, probably the big. It's called Shut Up Sipple.
Yes.
Can you please reconnect here for a second?
I'm in.
The
I'm
yawning in. Of swim has went away after that.
Hold on.
It's Shut Up Sipple.
3-1 on the week. Yes. These are Brad Pitt movies. I did hear that. And okay. we're ready to go. Thanks.
All right, here we go. First one to you, Bill. In what 1999 movie does Pitt play the role of Tyler Durden, a man who drags the narrator into his... Okay.
It's the only one,
it's the only one yep. I knew. It's the okay. only one I knew, too.
There's a couple layups on here.
Okay.
All right, 1-0 Bill for you, Sipple.
1-0 Bill.
Yeah. It's confusing.
In what 2011 movie does Pitt play the role of a baseball team's general manager and uses computer-generated analysis to acquire players on a tight budget?
We talk about this one often on the show.
Do you?
Layup.
This is unfortunate.
Moneyball.
That is right.
Brilliant.
All right, I would like to think that those are the two layups.
Okay.
All right.
I would like to think so.
Okay.
All right, Bill, tied up at one apiece. In what 2013 movie does Pitt play the part of a United Nations investigator who tries to stop the spread of a lethal virus that infects people with a single bite?
World War Z.
Is it World War Z? It is.
Brilliant.
Never heard of it.
Never.
World War
it's like,
Z.
This is same. Like, this is like Brad
Great
Pitt
novel.
Called in.
You should read it.
Brad Pitt called in.
Yeah.
What he just...
He said, great novel. You should read it.
Okay.
It's a movie, though, also. World War Z. Okay, for the tie, to get to the tiebreaker. In this movie, released in 1995, Brad Pitt works with Morgan Freeman as the detective who discovers multiple elaborate murders.
Got it.
Causing them to realize they are pursuing a serial killer.
I know it too.
Hold on. Who kills people that remind them of the seven deadly sins.
It's called Seven.
Wow.
Man, you sort of gave it away.
Seven.
You know, sometimes you never know.
I had that one, too. We both had that one.
I saw that in the theater. It was great.
All right, so let's see.
No Thelma and Louise.
How do we
that would come up.
We usually do it to where you guess the number, correct?
What's that?
And they go over under your guess?
No, usually the opposite.
The opposite. Thank you. All right, Bill. Brad Pitt has won 2 Academy Awards in his lifetime. How many times has he been nominated?
No.
Okay, wait a second. 2 Academy Awards. How many nominations? Okay.
We'll right 5.
He says 5.
Oh. See, I think it's... Do it.
They're
Do
conversing.
It. I think this is the
number. Oh, well, then we have a problem.
That's what I think.
Because I think it's over.
Bill says 5.
Okay. Nominations.
He says five nominations.
I think this is the number, and you think... Go with your gut. Say it.
Are you sure? Now, hold on. We don't have to decide right now. We
5 seconds.
Another hour.
Bill, stay in the line. Bill, stay in the line. And right before, during the spillover, we'll cover
you've
this.
You've been on a bit of a roll.
5 seconds.
I'm going to go with Bill.
4 seconds.
What number did he say?
He said 5 nominations.
Under.
Is it under? It is not.
I told you to go with yours.
That means it is over. 7 nominations.
It's okay.
Brad Pitt.
I didn't know, so had
7 Academy Award nominations. That means, Bill, you are a winner of Business Box of Bagels to Bagels and Joe. Thanks for playing and calling down the road, my friend.
I thought you wrote down 7.
No,
it's Aaron.
Thank you.
There it is. Nice job by Bill. Good stuff there. Somebody said on the YouTube, Dogpaw said, I'm pretty sure Jake has done this particular set of questions multiple times.
I don't know.
I will say this.
I don't think so.
Jake does not help me in any way of game shows. Like, we don't converse. So if
I
don't, it is,
I never remember it.
I don't remember.
I don't recall it whatsoever.
So what I'm saying is, if it is a if it is the same set of questions, that is pretty coincidental. But nice
no,
job.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
there is. I did do a wedding gift when I got married. I did Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons album.
Oh,
and
nice!
I wrote a note on it because my wife loved Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
An album.
I went to a vinyl store, which I think was on 56th and whatever it is like that. But that's where I think that, anyway, there was a true record store. So I went to an album store.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't think it's there anymore.
So I went there and found I looked for Frankie Valli. So this was from like this 1960 something. Original.
And that is a great example of an out-of-the-box gift.
Yes.
Accompanied by a note.
Yeah, right. And I wrote it on the album cover, and then she bought a little stand, so it sits in her office.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
So it sits in her office. You don't sit and look at a necklace. You just don't.
Yeah,
it just goes in this.
MT Westy, who's getting married, says, we open them at the first look. So that's when they open their gifts.
Okay.
Is when they first look. So before the ceremony, when the bride sees the groom and vice versa for the first time, mm-hmm. in like a private setting where they take all the pictures and everything, that's when they open the gifts. So
at least that's all, when they're that's doing all new it. To me. Okay.
Me too.
So either way.
Get a band for prom if you're in a town. Get a band for prom and get your kids out there dancing.
A real band.
A real band.
Like Avatar.
Like Avatar. I was freaked out because I don't remember the band. But you know why you don't remember it? Because we always had bands.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, whoa, what's this? Avatar, Grand March.
A quick thank you to Greg for bringing rolls.
Absolutely.
And a lilac.
Did you smell it yet?
Not yet. And grass. So you can smell the grass and a lilac. He brought a baggie.
Lilac.
A baggie with a lilac.
Yep.
Perfect. And a baggie with grass. And he also brought in maple rolls.
And they were delicious because you scarfed one down.
Yep, I got one down already.
So there you have it. Hour number 3 of the show comes up next.